This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, WESB, Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to the Bradford Owls Basketball for this evening. Thank you for joining us on WESB Sports. This is James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo. Tonight we're in a non-league matchup here in Kane. Against the Kane Wolves. The Owls are coming off a tough loss last night in Oil City. So welcome, Jason.
Thanks, good JP. Good to be along again. Glad to be here. Owls had a tough one last night on the road at Oil City, down four going into the fourth quarter. Got outscored 15-4 to end the game in that quarter, and lost going away. But, tough task tonight, playing back-to-back nights after a long trip last night and a late night getting home.
Yeah. So the last time we were on the air with you, the Owls had a great performance and they against the St. Mary's Dutch. They were led by Jake France with 27 points. All-around great performance by the whole team. Current team record is 5-6, so they hope to get to 500 tonight.
And the Kane Wolves with a similar record, and you'll have to bear with the background noise. The pep band here is actually quite large and loud and phenomenal.
But
difficult to talk over. But Kane comes in with a similar 500-ish type record. Getting information on them was a little difficult, but Kane is always athletic and always difficult to play, and well coached. Corey Dower, the head coach. Known them for a while. They'll be ready to play.
Looking forward to it. Another great night, Owls basketball. Let's run down your starting lineups real quick for your Bradford Owls. It'll be Adam Ward, Jake France, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, and Talon Reese. And for the Kane Wolves, it'll be Anderson, Brown, Chamberlain, Smith, and Dar. We're going to pause here for the national anthem, and we'll be back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket. WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. What you just heard was not a recording. They do it right up here in Kane. That was a young lady, and she might wind up on American Idol or something someday.
What a set of pipes.
So welcome back to Kane. Now, this is James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. Coach has given their last-minute instructions, and we're going to have the introduction of the starting lineups. So it's been an up-and-down season. The Owls currently stand at 1-1 in District 9 play. Which is, where our program is, one of the goals, District 9. District 9 title, District 9 playoffs. And I believe we can go there.
Absolutely. I completely agree. From what I can tell, it seems pretty even across the board. I think this is a year where we can reach up and grab that district title.
That would be great to bring it back to the Owl's Nest.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. To my recollection, one of the first couple years, I think Coach Hobbs coached, was one of the last times we brought it home. So it's been too long, and it's overdue.
It is. It is.
So we got a veteran officiating crew tonight with Scott Nolan, Scott Johnson, and Tony Flint. Many years of experience on this crew, familiar with them from back at home.
All right, great.
And our JVs were victorious tonight, JP, 36-18.
They're having a really nice season for the JVs so far this year.
Yep, 5-2 on the year. They were led by Evan Troisi with 9 points, Tyler Simmons with 6, but as I took a look at the scorebook, a lot of guys with some crooked numbers, which was good to see. I think they were able to get a lot of guys in. I don't think that game was as even close as that score indicates. And so that's always good when guys can get minutes.
Very good. The program's certainly going in the right direction for the future. So we're about to get underway here. Weinberg's going to jump against Brown for Kane.
Well, after a long night last night, let's hope we can get off to a good start and get ourselves kind of comfortable right off the bat.
Indeed. And Chase wins. Well, he won the tip, but he tipped it way too hard, and it went out of bounds. So Kane will gain possession here to start the game. Owls have been successful lately with this man-to-man defense.
Yeah, they've been working really hard at it at practice, according to my intel.
And it looks like man-to-man to start the game tonight. Your intel, huh?
Yeah, my intel.
And there's a fadeaway jumper by Anderson from Kane, and he misses. Rebounded by Reese. So here's your Owls. Reese takes a long three, and it's short and out of bounds. So Talon was feeling it there at the beginning.
Well, even though it went out of bounds, it gets us into that three-quarter press. So at least, maybe we can get a turnover here.
And Kane breaks it somewhat easily. There's Weinberg with the quick hands. And the ball's loose. Kane comes away with it. Chase got a hand on a pass. And there's an errant pass. Nope. And there's a missed shot by Kane and a rebound by Warner. Still scoreless with 7:15 to go in the first. Jake France from the corner for three. Off the mark. Weinberg rebounds. Out to Adam Ward. And he's off the mark. France with a rebound. And it comes back to France. Oh boy, the Owls are everywhere right now. And there's Reese, works his way in for a layup. So
we had three offensive rebounds in that possession alone. If that's the kind of night we're going to have, we're going to be in good shape.
Yep. I don't know what they did for a shoot-around before the game, but a lot of air balls by us so far. If they're not used to the ceiling or something. There's a three ball by Anderson for Kane. So Kane takes an early lead. Oh, Adam tried to hand it to Weinberg, and a quick hand for Kane got in there and created a turnover. So Kane's working the ball down low. There's into the corner again. Kane working around the ball around the outside. 3-2 Kane leads, 6 minutes to go in the first. Warner went for a steal there. Almost had it, but Kane's still with it, working the baseline. And there's a quick hand steal by Reese. Reese outlets to Weinberg, and it gets tipped by Kane, and Kane gains possession again. And there's a three ball for Kane off the mark. Reese with another rebound. Over to Jake France. Jake's going all the way in, kicks it out to Ward. Ward drives down low. Weinberg drives the baseline and lays it in. When Chase... Oh, we have a untied shoelace.
Yeah.
When Chase gets that move on the baseline and he beats his man, it's pretty much a given at that point.
And that was all created by Adam Ward. He was able to get the baseline, dribbled in the baseline. Defense collapsed on him. Chase just stood his ground right on the block. Adam found him and a nice little layup for Chase.
So the Owls take the lead 4-3, 5:24 to go in the first. Well, tonight they've got them quick hands, I can tell. some games it just doesn't feel like it. And there's a loose ball on the ground. And timeout called by the Kane coach, 30-second timeout.
Well, hang on. I think we may have a travel prior to the timeout.
Well, you're right. They're discussing it.
Okay, they're going to give him the timeout.
Okay, it's going to be a 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball here in Kane. Your Owls currently lead 4-3 in the first quarter, 5 minutes left. James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. Kane has possession. Working it around the outside. Tried to get it down low. Quick hands by the Owls again. And Kane comes away with it. And there's a missed shot. Adam Ward with the rebound. Jake France, quick down court. Jake drives underneath, kicks it out to Reese. Reese to Warner. Warner's wide open, and that's a three ball.
Excellent ball movement by the Owls. Great penetration. Kick out around the loop. Got the defense chasing. Boo was open for the three.
Very good. Good to get Warner. When he's hot, he's hot. 7-3, your Owls leading. There's a steal by Reese. They really got the defensive end working right now, Jason.
Yep, hands are free. Trying to turn him over. Good job.
Oh, Jake went in, created a shot, possibly trying to draw a foul, but wasn't there. So Kane's got the ball. Bradford Owls lead 7-3. There's a three ball off the mark. Warner with a rebound. Warner at the foul line. Takes it. Jake in the corner. And there is a foul on Kane. That would be number 21, Smith. His first and the team's first. And the game's first.
Tell you, the Owls are doing a great job on the boards tonight, JP. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got them for 7 rebounds as a team already.
In 4 minutes. France with a three ball comes up short, rebounded by Kane. And they've got them quick hands I spoke of. There's another hand on the ball. That was Reese.
Yep.
And it went off of Kane. Bradford created another turnover. Everybody's hands are moving tonight, so that's good.
So far, so good on the energy.
Yep. Working the ball around the outside. France, Ward, Reese, down to Weinberg. Back to Warner for three. He got it again. Brendan Warner, his second three of the ball game. Oh, and there's a steal by Jake France and a putback.
And I think we're going to have a timeout.
We are going to have a timeout. That's a full timeout by Kane. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Kane. Kane is going to try to inbound, and there's three-quarter pressure by the Owls again. And Kane breaks it across the timeline and fumbled it out of bounds. Another turnover created by the Owls. So the defense has created all these offensive opportunities, Jason.
Four turnovers so far by the Wolves. Again, Owls creating a lot of pressure and very aggressive. So far, so good.
12-3 lead for Bradford right now.
Kane in a 2-3 zone.
There's Warner. Warner for another three. And that one come up a little short, but Talon Reese hard on the boards. And that was off the mark. So Kane comes away with it. Owls lead 12-3. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And there's a steal by Jake. Jake's off and running. And he's taking it all the way, and it's in. France with another two. 14-3 your Owls lead.
Good job by Jake picking up that loose ball. Another turnover just over the timeline picked up by Chase Weinberg.
Here's Reese for three. It's in. And your Owls are on fire, ladies and gentlemen. 17-3 the Owls are out in front. Everybody's hitting, and they're turning them over as quick as we can talk about it.
I know, but tough to keep up with the action.
There's a missed shot by Kane. Warner with a rebound.
Who's third rebound of the quarter?
And Jake France all the way in. Oh, and he missed the lollipop layup.
He did. He did.
Occasionally we'll miss. So good pressure on the ball. There's Adam Ward. Creates a turnover to Warner. Warner all the way in. And it's off the mark, in and out. Here comes Weinberg down the lane. On the floor, fouled. And we got a terrible vantage point tonight, Jason, so we'll wait and see what they put up for the number.
Yeah, if...
Number 12. That's going to be... Yates. Yates for Kane. That's his first and the team's second. So the Owls are going to inbound with a 17-3 lead. Inbound to Weinberg. Strong move off the mark underneath. Kane comes across the timeline. Owls man-to-man defense. Starting five still out there for your Owls. And there's a travel on Kane.
That's an interesting call there because as the Kane kid went up, it was a boot tied him up. I thought should have been a jump ball, but official called travel.
Wyatt Stark and Daniel Marasco come into the game for your Owls in place of Adam Ward and Chase Weinberg. So we talk about it all the time, getting these other guys on the court, and it's great to be able to do so early,
especially after last night.
Yeah. Reese. Over to France. France drives, little floater, and it's in. Two more for your Owls, 19-3. And here's the three-quarter pressure.
A little different look with this pressure because Jake's up top instead of Chase. So you lose some inches, but you got quite a bit of quickness.
Yep, Danny Marasco back on the defensive end. There's a drive off the mark. Reese comes away with a rebound. Outlet to France, who lays it in. What a great pass by Talon there to Jake at full speed. Some NFL teams would have liked that.
He is our quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
And he threw a lot to Jake.
Yep. Yes, he did.
We've got a jump ball after a loose ball and turnover to Bradford. So Kane's ninth turnover. But how about this stat line for Talon Reese? He's already got 5 rebounds and 3 assists.
And 5 points.
Super.
Reese, Warner, back to Reese. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Daniel Marasco kicks it out to Stark. All the way around. Owls getting everybody involved here. France thought about a three. Warner, Reese. France again. France drives, and he's fouled. He'll have 2 shots.
Excellent perimeter work there. Now, Kane has gone to a 2-3 zone, so clearly ball movement is what you need. So we're working the ball well around the perimeter. We got our posts flashing low, flashing high, utilizing them. Right now it's Danny in the high post, and into him, back out to our guards. Good ball movement. Great quarter.
First one's up and off the mark. That was the second foul on Yates for Kane. third team foul, but we're just about to end the quarter here with 15 seconds left in the first.
I think Coach Bernardi would be very pleased with how this has started.
Indeed. It's tough to play back-to-back nights and with that trip home late last night. Yep. So Jake gets the second free throw. It's 22-3, the Owls lead. Still applying the pressure. It's impressive, the defense right now. And King gets it across the and there's a steal by Reese. Outlet to France. France, layup.
And the bucket's good at
bucket
the horn.
Bucket is good at the horn. So Jake with a little exclamation point. So the score at the end of the first quarter is Bradford Owls 24, Kane Wolves 3. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball. James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. Start of the second quarter, the Owls are on fire there, 24-3 after one, Jason.
Again, I said it before the break. I'll say it again. Coach Bernardi couldn't have asked for a better start and quarter to this game.
We begin with Warner, Stark, Reese, Marasco, and France on the court. Same thing we finished the quarter with. Owls playing man-to-man defense. Good defense right now. Kane pressing around the perimeter, trying to drive. Nowhere to go. And there is a drive by Kane, and it's up and in. That was a strong move by Smith. Nice, strong move. Smith is a pretty hefty person.
Yeah, he's a solid body. So, yeah, he should be able to get to the bucket.
Reese, foul line jumper. It's good. So we talked about shooting statistics for Warren that night. Bradford's got comparable this evening.
Yeah, well, we got off to a little rocky start there early in the first. Yep. Now we're on all cylinders.
There's a shot by Kane off the mark, rebounded by Jake France. Outlet to Reese. Reese hands to Marasco, who lays it in. Good ball movement. And Daniel Marasco's on the board. 28-5, the Owls lead. 6:41 to go in the first half.
Marcus Twilliger and
Nasir
Armstrong getting ready to check in.
Quiet in here now, Jason.
It is. Especially with no
it was really loud earlier.
Well, we've taken the crowd right out of the game.
We have, certainly.
Honestly.
There's a three ball off the mark. Warner with a rebound.
His fourth rebound.
Jake France, outlet to Stark. Stark a little bit too far into the basket. Jake's going to take a three. He's off the mark. Rebounded by Kane. And then defense right on him right away by Warner. And Kane takes it up court. And Daniel Marasco with the quick hands there creates a turnover. To Jake France, no look pass to Stark, and it's in. Wyatt Stark on the board. And it's 30-5, your Bradford Owls lead the Kane Wolves.
Good unselfish basketball by Jake Franz. He could have tried to take it up in a little bit of traffic, but Wyatt was wide open on the left-hand side.
Yep. We talked a little bit on the trip over about how much fun it is it's easier to broadcast when they're doing well, and it's harder to broadcast when they're not doing so well.
Yeah.
So, it's certainly one of those do-well nights so far.
So far, so good. Yeah, I mean, we've done both. And,
yep.
Of course, you've done them all. But certainly, all things going well right now.
Here comes Marcus Twilliger and Nasir Armstrong. So your only starter remaining would be Talon Reese. I really would expect him possibly soon to come out also, just to get these young guys in the ballgame. There's a foul call on Nasir Armstrong. That's his first. The team's second. I didn't catch the first for the team, but that's all right. Inbound by Kane. Kicked out for a three off the mark. Rebounded. Kane comes up with it. Tough defense there. Stolen away. Oh, Armstrong stole the ball away, but as he was stealing it, he slid out of bounds. He dove for it and slid out.
I'll take your word for it because I can't see it.
Yeah, we're in a strange position here and way at the far corner of the court. But
they were accommodating. That was nice.
They were. Long three ball for Kane off the mark. And he gets his own rebound. There's another shot off the mark. And another rebound by Kane, taken away by Marcus Twilliger. Here comes Twilliger down court. He's going all the way. And let's put Twilliger in the score column. I got a plan here. We only have two more players. Well, Adam Moore doesn't score. Three more players. Let's get everybody on the board tonight.
That'd be great. Get everybody in the book.
So it's 32-5, your Owls lead, with 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first half. There is a dribble by Kane off his foot. Adam Ward's going to come back into the game. No, Adam Ward's not coming back into the game. Here comes Collie.
Well, I think what Coach did is he reached down. They were sitting right next to each other on the bench. He probably meant to get Carter in.
Carter Collie.
And he probably tapped Adam, and Adam, you know, did his duty and went to the table.
On the court for your Owls, Twilliger, Armstrong, Stark, Marasco, Collie. I think I said Armstrong already. So a bunch of reserves in there getting some good time. Kane has the ball. Stark with the defense. Kane down low. Puts it up off the mark. Rebounded by Twilliger. He comes away with it. He's fast down the court. He's tall and he's fast. I don't know if Danny got his... Oh, they said he had his foot on the line. I was watching his feet. Daniel Marasco with two. He tried to get behind that line.
From about 18 feet, 6 inches instead of the 19 you need for a three. But good work between Danny and Marcus. They've been doing it together for a lot of years.
Yep. Kane works the ball around the perimeter. Daniel Marasco on the defense. Quick hands there by Twilliger. Almost got another steal. Ball going around the outside. Daniel Marasco on the defense. Oh, and there's a pick. Did they call that on Daniel?
They called it on Bradford. Let's see. Yep.
Wow. Daniel Marasco's first foul. The team's third. And here comes the Kane bench. And Stark goes off for the Owls. And Adam Ward checks back into the game. So Kane has emptied their bench. Working around the outside. Down low, nice move, but then stolen away by the Owls again. Collie comes away with it to Armstrong. Adam Ward, open jumper, in and out. Collie strong for the rebound, but it goes off him out of bounds. Good hustle.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about the points we've been putting in, but equally as impressive is the defensive effort. I mean, to only have 2.5 minutes left to go in the half and only giving up 5 points is terrific.
Indeed. Indeed. Collie with a tough defense there. Daniel Marasco up top. Kane working it around the outside. And there's another pick on Adam Ward. Kane drives down low, and it's up and in. Put up and in by Schaefer of Kane.
Here goes Nasir to the hoop. He finds an open Carter Collie on the block. Back out to
Twilliger. Twilliger with three. Nasir saves it, but goes to Kane. 34-7, 1:45 to go in the first half. Ooh, that dribble came up over his head.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not going to call too much at this point. There's a three ball by Kane off the mark. Terwilliger with a rebound. Outlet pass to Adam Ward. And Adam lays it in. So he's on the board now. We've only got two Owls left to score. Maybe we can do it here in the first half, Jason.
Maybe. Who do we need? Carter and Nasir, right?
Yes.
Okay.
1:08 to go in the first half. Your Owls lead 36-7. And there's an errant pass by Kane. It'll be Owls. Oh, they say it went off of Adam Ward. It was close, so it must have been.
That's the corner I can't see, JP, I'm going to trust him.
I can barely see it.
I
know you can't.
Yeah, short and short. Stuck in the corner.
Yep.
I'm looking through this like I'm in jail. I got bars in front of me and everything.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well. Glad to be here, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be here as well, and I'm glad you folks at home have tuned in. There's Kane with the ball, kicks out for a three, and he fakes it, drives it inside, and off the glass is Novacell. Novacell for two. Seconds to go in the first half, 36-9 the Owls lead. Looks like the Owls are going to slow it down here. Every time I say that, they fire up a shot, so they've pulled it out to a four corners offense.
Yeah, I heard Coach Benardi yell out the yellow, which is their you know, basically last shot.
And there's a foul against Terwilliger with 10.5 to go. Non-shooting foul, and Kane's first of the quarter. And that is on Novacell, his first. Nobody in foul trouble for either team tonight. Yates has two, but there's an inbound to Daniel Marasco. Here comes Nasir. Get in. Oh, a reverse layup by Armstrong comes up off the mark. Here's 6 seconds for Kane. 4-3. There's a shot off the mark. Adam Ward with the rebound, and the clock is going to run out. So your halftime score is your Bradford Owls 36, the Kane Wolves 9. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490. WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane, and thank you for spending your evening with us. This is James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. Your Bradford Owls have a halftime lead of 36-9. Jason, once again, we've been here and we've been on the opposite end, but a great performance by the Owls in the first half.
Again, terrific. Again, given the circumstances, having it's unusual. I know these guys are young and they play travel ball, and it's not unusual in those circumstances to play back-to-back nights. But when you start to play the Scholastic scene, you know, to play back-to-back, especially on the road, is an unusual circumstance. And again, Oil City, being the trip that it is and the weather that kind of was, you know, it was tough. And you know, we didn't finish like we wanted to. So I was real curious to see how we'd come out tonight. And clearly answering the bell, and you know, couldn't have asked for a better half of basketball.
Indeed. Coach Bernardi's got to be happy. All the coaches, I'm sure the players are happy. So, you know, we're not going to call this a victory yet, but we're going to say I hope it keeps going in the second half. They could carry this momentum into a league matchup on Friday night against Brookville.
Yeah, Brookville, you know, for the last several years has been a team that has been quite powerful within District 9. They made a nice deep run, I think, last year or 2 years ago in the PIAAs.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it was one of those
last year
circumstances where they had a great group of guys. They all bought in. Now, this year, I understand it's not what it was before.
Well, they had a powerhouse down low, and I forget his name.
Dalton Park was his name.
Park.
And his dad was – no, maybe his dad was Dalton. But nevertheless, he was.
He was
big kid, and he was a hoss.
He cleaned up all the glass and put it back.
Yep.
I think he had close to 30 points that day against us.
Yeah, and but – again, as things cycle, and you know, and so they don't have those horses like they did. So another winnable district game. District 9 is a very winnable league. Elk's having a nice year,
yep.
But an overall district title is something that is very possible and within reach. But a busy week for our guys. You got practice tomorrow. Back at it on the court. At least we're home on Friday night.
Yeah, coming to you from the Owl's Nest on Friday night. Let's get to some of the points here in the first half. Jake France led your Owls with 11. Talon Reese was 7. Brendan Warner was 6. Daniel Marasco with 4. And then Adam Ward, Marcus Terwilliger, and Wyatt Stark with 2 apiece. You know, everybody except 2 guys, we won't mention them because they're going to score in the second half. Everybody was involved there in the first half. Not much to speak of in the scoring in the Kane part.
Well, we turned Kane over at least 11 times, according to my unofficial stats, and we were monsters on the boards. Talon Reese had 5 rebounds that half to go along with 5 assists. Warner had 4 rebounds as well. Terwilliger off the bench had 3 boards and 2 assists to go along, you know, with his work. And I have to say, too, I've been having a conversation at my home about just how the confidence in Marcus Terwilliger it's just continued to grow, especially as a sophomore.
It seems like he takes 5 steps and he's at half court.
Well, I mean, his dad was a heck of a player, and,
yep.
and they work hard. And, I mean, all the guys work hard. But for a sophomore, Marcus is just really starting to blossom. And, you know, what I think he can bring to the mix of the rotation, especially down this last month and a half, is very exciting. Yep. Him and Daniel. All the guys. I mean, this is why a game like this is important.
Yep.
So everybody can get meaningful minutes.
I don't think there's many juniors, to be honest. We lose this large senior class. Those sophomores are going to be key.
Yep. Yeah, junior-wise, I think Carter and Talon, if I'm off the top of my head.
No, Talon's senior.
No, Talon's a junior.
Is he really?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yep.
So we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with you. Thanks for being with us tonight. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
298 AM Radford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to Kane. James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. Jason, it'll be interesting to see who comes out here. It looks like it's going to be the original five starters.
Yeah.
To stay in their normal rotation.
Yep. I agree. Sorry to talk over you.
No,
you're kicking that to me. But yeah, stay in that rotation. Hey, listen, like we talked a little bit off air at halftime, you know, a 30-point lead gets you into the mercy rule. No disrespect to Kane, but if we can get this to 30 and get out of here a little earlier and get these guys home and get them some rest, I think everybody would be, in favor of that.
The crazy thing about that, it'd be our third consecutive broadcast that went to the 30-point rule. We're on the bad end over in Warren, the good end against St. Mary's, and here we go again. All of this is after the overtime victory in Ridgeway.
Correct.
Which was a tight game, obviously. So the Owls have possession with the ball. Reese, Ward, Weinberg, Warner, France. France kicks it out to Reese. Reese, couple drive step, kick out to Warner for three. And it's perfect. Brendan Warner is hot from three still. Your Owls lead 39-9, and that will probably puts us into the mercy rule situation. So the clock will run most of the time. Kane working it around. The Owls still in that man-to-man defense. Kane working it around the perimeter. Oh, and there's quick hands by Adam Ward that creates a steal. Jake France has the ball. And he's off the mark with a layup. Adam Ward, quick hands. There's Jake with a steal to Adam. Adam lays it in. And he's got four on the board for this evening. 41-9, your Owls lead. First minute is gone of the third quarter here.
Good to see the Owls still in the man. There's still some things they need to work on, like dribble penetration. So, right on cue.
And there's Brown with a nice power move down low, and he takes it in. Kane layup. 41-11. Jake tries to get it down low to Weinberg, stolen away by Kane.
So, you know, right now I'm looking for let's not get sloppy. Let's keep the effort up and, you know, finish strong.
Quick hands there by Weinberg, almost created one. They get it down low, and there's a shot. The shot's off the mark, but Chase has his first foul. And the team's first, and that'll be shooting two. Is that an 11? That is Chamberlain for Kane. Kane worked it down nice, worked it down low. First shot's up and good.
So as much as I know Coach Bernardi wants to play man, there are some things that they still need to work on. And, you know, this is an opportunity to do that, moving forward. You know, there's some slides and some things that need to be addressed, and I think this is the time to do that.
Second free throw was off the mark, rebounded by the Owls. Yeah, that anytime you can work on anything for the future.
Yep.
There's a Warner works himself to open shot. It was too short for him. We often say that. 2-point shot there for Warner. He only makes those threes.
Good point.
So tough defense on the ball. Oh, the Owls have switched to the 2-3 defense. There's Kane working around. There's Adam Ward. Oh, Adam Ward almost with a steal. Yeah. I got away with one there, we'll call it. Kane working it around the perimeter. This 2-3 zone, they're not letting them have anything open on the outside. There's an open shot. Off the mark, rebounded by Weinberg. Adam Ward in the corner. Reese drives down under the basket, kicks out to France. France drives and is fouled. He's going to shoot. Well, we'll see. He is going to shoot two. So Jake took it to the hole and got fouled. Fouls on Anderson, his first, the team's first. First one's up and count it.
Good thing you got that in.
It's a good thing I got that in so Spider didn't yell at me. Hello, Spider. Count it. So Jake's got his first points of the second half. Takes him up to 13 points for the game. 43-12. Your Owls up by 31 points.
We were originally a 2-3 team, so it's kind of going back to
correct.
Some old habits.
Yeah. So there's a shot off the mark. Reese with a rebound. Oh, great ball movement. Reese goes all the way length of the court to France, who tips it over like a touch pass to Adam Ward, who was fouled on the floor. And here comes Armstrong and Terwilliger for Reese and Ward. 3:55 to go in the first half. Third quarter. Warner gets his man up in the air, drives around. Here comes Jake in the corner. Down to Weinberg. Weinberg strong, kicks it out. Here's Armstrong with three. And he's got it. So we spoke about all the players scoring. We've only got one to go, folks. Everybody's on the score sheet. And there's a foul on Weinberg, I think. They might give it to Warner. They are giving it to Warner. So that's Brendan's first. The team's second. And that looks like Chamberlain again at the line. First one's up and good. So on the, well, we've got Stark and Marasco coming in for your Owls now. So we're going to go this next round here with Marasco, Terwilliger, Warner, Armstrong, Stark. Second one's up, off the mark. Offensive board, put back, too hard. Another offensive board, put back, too hard. Another offensive board, put back. And that one was off the mark. And your Owls come away with it. Three or four chances there for Kane. There's a long three for Warner. Rebounded by Armstrong. Oh, that was nice. Terwilliger picks up the dirty laundry and puts it in, lays it in. 4 points for Marcus. Looks like Carter Colley's going to check into the game on the next whistle. 2:37 to go in the third. Your Owls lead by 35.
I got us for 25 rebounds.
Wow.
So far. Again, completely unofficial. As I tend to be more of a fan than a statistician. But we're also sharing the ball well, JP.
Yep.
There's 6, 7, 8, 9, 14 assists. You know?
Brendan Warner just checked out of the game, and I believe that that's the last we'll see the starters, to be honest.
He might start the quarter, give him a minute or two. He might. We'll see.
And there's a steal by Armstrong. Great play. Kicked right in front of us here. He stole it with one hand and hit it back to Colley with the other hand as he was crashing into the wall. Colley with a nice dish to Daniel Marasco, who lays it in.
Terrific see by Carter there to find Danny on the block.
All created by a great defensive play by Armstrong right in front of us.
Yep. Glad he didn't hit the table because this thing might fall apart.
Long three for Kane. Off the mark. And a ball rebound goes out of bounds off Kane. So it'll be Bradford possession. Stark's going to inbound to Terwilliger. 50-30, your Owls lead. 1:24 to go in the third. Marcus up top. Hands it to Nasir. Stark. Nasir in the corner. Armstrong penetrates and lays it in. Strong move by Armstrong. Very nice.
Yeah, he's got that kind of talent. He just needs to be more confident with it when he gets his minutes.
And there's quick hands by Armstrong. He's taken over this game as of late.
He has that ability.
He stole the ball. Yep. He hands it to Colley. Colley to Stark. Stark's going to take a three off the mark. Colley with the rebound and the putback. And all of your Owls on the team are on the board tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So every player has scored. With 36 seconds left in the third quarter, your Owls lead by 31.
You have any eligibility left?
Wait,
they might put
40,
you in.
41. That's funny.
I do. Put me in.
I'd last one trip down the court, probably. Stark drives, kicks it out to Armstrong. Open three off the mark. Rebounded by Kane. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's like an open three for Kane, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Stark. Stark fights for it. Colley comes away with it. So that's the score. Or that's the end of the third quarter with a score. Your Bradford Owls 54, Kane 13. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
But welcome back to Kane. James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. I was just talking about how impressed I am that everybody on the Owls squad has scored tonight, Jason.
And everybody has contributed on the boards or with an assist as well. Great team effort tonight.
Want to put her on the radio? I was going to put a little kid on the radio. That's what announcers do when it's 41-point lead. So we got one quarter to go. On the court for your Owls is Colley, Marasco, Stark, Terwilliger, and Armstrong. And I anticipate them finishing out the game.
Yeah, I do too.
And they're no slouches.
No.
they're just giving the other guys some rest. There's a long pass across court for Kane. Armstrong on the ball. He's been everything, both ends, as of late. There's a stop. Ooh, they got him for a foul. Armstrong's second foul, but those were quick hands right there. He almost was going the other way with it by himself.
I mean, you know, this is his time to prove himself.
Yep.
You know, if he's getting, you know, 5 minutes a game, get out here and bust your tail and show the coach you can do eight yep. minutes a night or whatever.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. There's a steal. Quick hands by Terwilliger, and Armstrong comes away with it and lays it in. 56-13. Owls back into 2-3. There's an open three, and it's blocked by Daniel Marasco. Rebounded by Kane and put back by... I don't know who that was. Anyways, put back in by Kane.
I think it was Yates.
12, Yates?
Yep.
JP, okay.
I think it was Yates.
So a nice rebound by Yates and a put back, and Kane comes away with an errant pass by your Owls. There's a steal by Terwilliger. Outlet to Armstrong. Armstrong almost breaks his ankle trying to change direction on the court. And he did get called for the travel. He was going one direction and the basket was the other, so he tried in one step to correct his route, and down he went. Good movement, but then stolen away by the quick hands of Armstrong. Colley comes away with it. I could get used to these kind of performances. I know that.
So could the Owls. Well, we're like Jekyll and Hyde.
You know? I know.
I mean,
there's Colley all the way off the mark. Strong rebound by Stark. Out to Terwilliger. Back down low for Stark. Stark works his way in. Oh, a little light off the glass, I'd call that one. Rebounded by Kane.
Bradford content to just stay back in that 2-3 and, you know, let them work the ball around.
Yep.
And that is a three-pointer by Warefka.
Yeah. Good luck with that, bud. Warefka, I guess. I hope we got it right there. Stark with a shot. Oh, it's off the back iron. Owls up strong, but Kane comes away with the rebound. Here's that name I was trying to remember earlier.
Okay.
You know him?
No.
Okay. Anyways, there's a three ball, long. Yates with a rebound and a putback. Danny Marasco high for the rebound. Out to Twilliger, and Twilliger with those strides. And one. For some reason, I don't know, he seems to me anyways to cover the court quicker than anyone else. And he got around his man for the layup, and he got fouled. So Marcus Twilliger is going to go for the traditional three-point play. The Owls up by 40, 58 to 18. It's up and count it. So Twilliger is up to 7 points for the game.
Good to see the guys relaxed, you know, just again.
Yep.
We got a game Friday, but, you know, a tight performance tonight could have led to more tightness on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, should not be the case.
I'm sure we'll have a nice crowd and a rowdy crowd at the Owl's Nest on Friday night. Out of bounds off the Kane Wolves. Oh, a foul.
Yeah. Twilliger with the steal here out in front of us as he was trying to take it away. Got pulled on the wrist. So
that's on who? I'll make you say
15.
It. 15. Warufka. Okay.
Oh, boy, I hope his parents aren't listening.
I used to get – well, I can't tell.
We do our best.
I almost told a story. I probably will sometime.
We do our best with the names.
Yeah. Quite a few district games are mercy ruled in football as well, and I was a football referee for many years.
Yep.
It's hard to stay interested when it's a 40-point game. It really is. There's a beautiful shot, long-range jumper by Colley, just inside the three-point line. He drains it.
And we got a little stoppage here for a substitution.
Schaefer coming into the game, it looks like, for Kane.
So, again, JP, just to reiterate, since we're trying to fill some airspace, JV's 136-18, leading scorers Evan Troisi, 9, Tyler Simmons, 6.
There's a steal by Colley, and he takes it all the way. A little hard off and rebounded by Twilliger, who takes a shot and makes it. A deep jumper by Twilliger inside the three-point line. Everybody contributing tonight. Very nice. Owls back on defense. Colley with a steal. He takes it in a floater off the mark. Oh, boy. Rebounded by Kane. 63-18 is the score. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the game. There's a three ball. Off the mark. Kane comes away with it. There goes Armstrong with the quick hands again, and he's going to finish it. He's going to finish it too strong. There's a nice ball down low. Missed shot by Kane. Twilliger comes away, and he's off of the running. Oh, I don't know if Marcus Ken in an unguarded gymnasium, but I think he went for a jam right there. He's laughing.
Well,
I think Marcus went for the jam.
He got himself jammed up on the rim. Here's another attempt.
He pinned it up on the rim. That time he lays it in. I'm going to talk to his dad about that one, jamming it on the rim there. He was laughing. So
a lot of smiles on the bench, too.
65-18, your Owls lead. Just hope we can carry this momentum at the Owls Nest versus Brookville Friday night, our next broadcast. Steal by Armstrong and a reverse layup lay-in by Armstrong.
I'd say Nasir, in the time that he's been, has at least 5 steals.
And he's got 11 points now. So a lot of these reserves are getting a good amount of – they've got a nice amount of time. They were in the first quarter, actually. The Owls came out quick and never looked back. There's a nice feed down low to Warufka. Kane, good ball movement. 67-20, 31 seconds to go, and I think Coach will probably call – I think you called it yellow?
Yeah, yellow. Yep, last shot.
Yeah, I think either last shot or no shot. 20 seconds to go here in the game, 67-20. Owls just in the four corners, throwing it around. Yep, 12 seconds. That's the end of our game, ladies and gentlemen. 9 seconds to go. We'll keep here because I'm always wrong. Somebody will throw up a three.
Yeah, right.
No, it's 2 seconds and one. And there's your final score tonight. Your Bradford Owls 67, the Kane Wolves 20. We're going to tally up some statistics. We'll be back with you for the postgame. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. I hope that's the last song for the pep band, but we were just battling against the pep band. So James Patrick and Jason Nuzzo here in Kane, where you're, look at, I didn't even write it down. 60, help me with the final. 67 to 20. It was a lot to a little. That's terrible. When we get to the stats, I'll show you how impressed I was with the balance scoring and then everybody being involved. But Jason, a great all-around performance once again.
Absolutely. A lot of guys got minutes. A lot of guys were able to contribute. A lot of guys were able to do some things with some personnel on the floor that, you know, personnel groupings that might have to come together, you know, later on down the road. So, you know, a terrific win and a great opportunity for this team tonight.
And they have been night and day lately. Well, last night they were only down by four, you said, after three quarters.
Yep.
So that was a tight game. You know, everybody's happy with tonight's performance. Not much to speak of on the Kane end for scoring, so we're not even going to cover that. But here's one for you. So the Owls were led tonight by Jake France with 13, but right on his tail, Marcus Terwilliger with 11. I'm sure that's his largest total in the varsity level. And Nasir Armstrong with 9, Brendan Warner with 9. Talon Reese with 7, Daniel Marasco with 6, Carter Cauley with 4, and then we go down to Weinberg, Stark. That looks like it with 2 each, but I spoke of it a few times. Everybody on the Owls team scored tonight.
Yep, and they also shared the ball well and got on the glass well.
They did.
Again, unofficially, I have us for 30 rebounds, 6 by Marcus, 6 by Talon, 3 by Wardy, 4 by Warner, 3 by Weinberg, and others. Plus, we had 17 assists. Talon led the way with 6 assists to go along with his 6 rebounds and his points. Shared the ball well as a team, which is always great to see because, you know, sometimes I think when we get in those tight battles, we don't share it real well. But tonight, you know, it was very unselfish basketball. And then the other thing I liked on the defensive end, again, completely, you know, I'm not sure if my statistics are accurate or not, but I have at least turning Kane over 22 times, which is just terrific defense.
It is. Once again, just a great overall performance. I got to see a lot of old coworkers up here in Kane tonight, so that was nice. We're going to be back on the air with you Friday night from the Owl's Nest. Okay, I did just get a final score. I cheated, folks. I didn't write it down. So the Owls win tonight 67-20, so they win by 57. Wait, 47. Holy cow on my math. There's my buddy Hollow over there laughing at me. So we're going to be back on the air our next broadcast Friday night. You know, we get them closer to on time in Bradford, so I'm going to say 7:15 to 7:20. Certainly, it's a scheduled for a 7:30 tip. When we get on the road, we spoke about it. The games can start earlier. Everybody wants to get home. That's all I have. Jason, you have anything else?
No. Again, just couldn't be happier for the guys. Should be a good trip home. Hopefully a sharp practice tomorrow and a W against Brookville on Friday night.
So once again, the final score, your Bradford Owls 67, the Kane Wolves 20 in a non-league matchup up here in Kane tonight. Our next broadcast will be Friday night about right around 7:15. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.